Welcome to the Blooming League of Original Podcast.
Welcome to the second episode of Season 2 of And the EGOT Goes To, a breakdown and predictions podcast for the major U.S.-based award shows. Today we continue our second season with our coverage of the 77th Tony Awards and the 2023-2024 Broadway season. I'm your host, Spencer, and with me is our panel.
Hi, I'm Ashley. I see a lot of theater. I talk about it on TikTok, Instagram, all of the platforms, and I'm really excited about this season, where we have a lot of women telling women stories, and that's what I care about, and I don't care about boys. That's all.
Hi, I'm Kate. Theater is my life, and I love seeing it, and I cannot wait to talk about the season, which is overwhelming in the best kind of way.
Hi, I am JT, and I do NYC. I am obsessed with theater. I will see anything once, and I am super excited about this season that I am extremely behind on. But don't worry, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Today, we're going to start by discussing our predictions for the categories that contain musical. We will just let you all know what is eligible in which places. Eligible for Best Musical, we have Once Upon a One More Time, Here Lies Love, Back to the Future, Harmony, How to Dance in Ohio, Days of Wine and Roses, The Notebook, Water for Elephants, The Outsiders, Lampika, Suffs, Hell's Kitchen, The Heart of Rock and Roll, The Great Gatsby, and Illinois. And eligible for Best Revival of a Musical, we have Merrily We Roll Along, Gutenberg, The Musical, Spamalot, The Who's Tommy, The Wiz, and Cabaret. The only addition to this is the play Stereophonic will be eligible for Best Score. So we'll go ahead and start with our first category, Sound Design of a Musical. I can go ahead and start with my predictions for nominations. I have Here Lies Love, Tommy, Suffs, Hell's Kitchen, and The Notebook. In my opinion, this is where Here Lies Love should get some love. The technology in order to have everyone moving around the theater is crazy. And I think it deserves, at the very least, a nomination here. And I hope that the sound designers who are on a nominating committee realize that. Kate, what are your thoughts?
I agree on Here Lies Love. I think this would definitely be a good spot for it to squeeze in. And I definitely agree with Tommy. I think that's some of the best sound design on Broadway right now. But I also put in The Outsiders. I really liked the sound design of The Outsiders and the way that they incorporated sound into the cinematic elements of that show, specifically in the fight sequences. I thought it was really well done. So I would probably put in The Outsiders over The Notebook.
JT?
So I am definitely not where I need to be with my musical knowledge this season so far. But got tons of shows booked over the next 2 weeks. So I just went with hearsay for my predictions for this. So I have Cabaret, Here Lies Love, The Notebook, Back to the Future, and Hell's Kitchen.
And Ashley?
I think the Outsiders thing is a good call, Kate. I do have The Notebook squeezing in there though, because I just think like the way that they play with time is really, really cool. And the way that they like incorporate like the past and the present with like the hospital noises when they like, and then you like don't realize they're happening, it'll suddenly they like transition. Like I think that's really cool. And just like when with the rain, I just think it's really, really beautiful. But I feel like it's probably, from everything I've been hearing, it's the Who's Tommy's to lose. But I know we're not picking predictions. But although I've heard it's just very loud, but well yeah. Done. That's one of the only two musicals I haven't seen this season. So
it's very loud, but I could understand what they were saying. So I was like, oh, props.
Which I do think has been a problem, which is like, I went to Invited Dress for Cabaret and I do have it in here. But like when they were turned away from us, it was sometimes hard to hear. So again, they probably have a drop fixed that since invited, but like if they, I feel like that's what's weird about that show is I feel like you really, your view of all of everything in the show depends on where you're sitting. And so that's what I'm very curious. I mean, Here Lies Love too, to an extent, but
it'll be interesting to see where they sit the people at Cabaret.
That's what I'm fascinated by.
My mom is seeing it tonight from Mez 2, so we'll see if she can hear it. I could hear it fine.
That's the normal Mez.
That's normal Mez, right? Yeah.
Mez 4 is the new Mez, which I think is the best seat in the house, as far as I'm concerned.
Just avoid Mez 3, because then you miss Sally Bowles' entrance.
Lighting design of a musical. I have Back to the Future, The Who's Tommy, The Outsiders, Lampika, and Cabaret.
Yeah.
I have a lot of the same ones.
Yeah, I have exactly the same.
So I may be like in the minority here, but I have most of those same ones except for How to Dance and Once Upon One More Time on my list too. I think I just really enjoyed the lighting in both of those shows, weirdly. I know, Kate, relax. Relax.
Well, I was literally just thinking, I should probably put Here Lies Love in that category because I love Here Lies Love.
Yeah, Here Lies Love, great category.
Yeah, I have, I enjoyed, like, there were two things about Once Upon a One More Time that I liked, and one of them was the lighting. I thought it was cool, and it was very character driven, which I enjoyed. And yeah, so that's all I have that in that category.
Yeah, I think, again, in any other year, it would have been remembered, and I would have put it in there. But the problem is there's other lighting that I liked better. Like, I really liked the lighting for both Once Upon a One More Time and Here Lies Love, but they're not going to be remembered in this category, I don't think.
Right.
Scenic design of a musical. I have The Great Gatsby, Cabaret, Back to the Future, The Notebook, and Here Lies Love.
I have Lampika in for The Notebook, but I love the scene design for Lampika. I think it's really, really beautiful. I love all the like levels and layers.
Yeah, again, I have not seen tons of musicals yet. So this is partial hearsay, partial social media stalking. I have Lampika, Gatsby, Cabaret, Back to the Future, and then like my little dark horse in there is Harmony, but it's only in there because I feel like there was some cool stuff with like the projections in the mirrors and stuff like that, and I thought that was kind of
that fun. Would be lighting, would be projections.
No, well, projections is
it scenic?
It's scenic. Usually combined with scenic, yeah. Depending on the show, but for
that, it's with lighting. I think they said an eligibility, didn't they?
They haven't done eligibility for Harmony yet.
No, I'm saying for Back to the Future.
I think it was scenic. I have, instead of The Notebook, Gutenberg, because that was my favorite scenic design of the year.
Gutenberg was very cool, and I would not be upset for it to be in here.
Yeah,
and I would also love a Here Lies Love nomination here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I appreciate it now so much more, also having been back at the Broadway and seen Gatsby. Like, I appreciated the transformation that they did to the Broadway so much more.
I'm excited. I'm seeing it tomorrow. My
issue with Here Lies Love is that what made it so cool was not the scenic, it was the lighting.
The scenic looked cheap. It looked cheap. When you were on the floor, you felt like you were sitting watching a bunch of people move a bunch of little wooden stages around. Like, and I think
Here Lies Love.
Yeah. And the problem is I think once you see Guys and Dolls in London, you're like, this is what really fucking cool scenic design looks like.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
And so to me, I think that I really think what they tried to do with Here Lies Love was cool. And I know they had a crazy large budget and it still didn't feel.
They just need to stage it at the Bridge. That just needs to be the solution.
Yes.
Confirming that Finn Ross, the video designer of Back to the Future, is eligible for scenic.
Okay. We think we see a Gatsby nomination here?
In Scenic?
Scenic?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It what the amount of money that has been spent on this new Gatsby is like wild. It's beautiful.
Definitely over the Notebook.
I can't wait.
Now, Ashley, do you want to go ahead with direction of a musical?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'll do direction of a musical.
Okay, Brilliant. Kate, go ahead.
Direction of a musical is super exciting because we have some really well-directed shows this year. I have Danya Tamor for The Outsiders, Maria Friedman for Merrily We Roll Along, Rebecca Frecknell for Cabaret. And then I also stuck in Alex Timbers for Gutenberg. I know, controversial, but I just thought that that show was so well directed. And then for that fifth slot, there's a couple people that I could swap in and out. I did go Shelley Williams and Michael Greif for The Notebook, which is not my favorite direction, but I do think it's one of the better directed shows this year.
Did you have Water for Elephants in there?
I do not, but
yeah, I put Jessica Stone in because she's the only good thing about that show other than the circus.
You're not wrong. I'm not going to lie. I forgot about Water for Elephants. I would definitely put Jessica Stone in there over Michael Greif.
Guys, it's winning the Tony Award. It's winning. It's sweeping all of the Tony
categories. At this point, you're not wrong.
Cam. Again, pick. My picks are all hearsay. Because I feel like I've only seen the lesser great portion of musicals so far. So there's only good things ahead, hopefully. So I have Notebook, Cabaret, Merrily, Lampika, and Outside.
Best orchestrations. I have Water for Elephants, because I love me some banjo. Lampika, Cabaret, Heart of Rock and Roll, and Gatsby. Actually, scratch that. I'm replacing Heart of Rock and Roll with The Notebook.
So,
anyone else?
This is my nominations are clearly off of social media hype, and what I can find in the sounds tab on TikTok. And so they are Heart of Rock and Roll, Gatsby, Lampika, and Here Lies Love. I don't know what it is, but that music, like,
I don't think Here Lies Love can get orchestrations.
There's a ton of bops, and I'm here for it. So,
can Merrily get it or no? Because
No, it's the original orchestration.
Got it.
Oh. So I'll just replace that with.
And JT, I don't think Here Lies Love can get it.
I'm changing Here Lies Love to The Notebook.
I don't know if Stereophonic will be eligible. That's a good question.
Because then that changes things.
Okay, so I have Notebook, Hell's Kitchen, Lampika, Suffs, and Outsiders.
Because I think, the Outsiders of Water for Elephant is almost the exact same score, but I like the Outsiders better. But it, like, sounds the same. Like, most of the songs, I think, in the Outsiders or Water for Elephants, you could almost... You could play it right now and ask me which show it was from, and I don't know if I could tell you. Like, if they don't say, like, it's a show about lions eating people, but not really. And then I'd be like, oh, that's why I brought it.
I love the Outsiders where they have, like, the duet of them at the movie house, and it sounds exactly like Jimmy Buffett's Escape. Like, that's, like, And I really love the orchestrations for Suss. I thought it got a major upgrade from The Public. A lot of really good use of instruments to differentiate where they are and, like, what side they are on the movement.
I think I might replace Lampika with Suss.
I love the orchestra. I love, because I... Lampika is one of the only scores to me this season that, like, has a sound. Like, it really has a sound.
That's true.
It sounds different and unique and cool. And I think when you're comparing it to the work of, like, everything this season, it is the one that has the most, like, interesting sound. And it's not like a theater, musical theater sound, as we love to say this season, because that's the new.
I would also love to advocate for Jason Howland. I love me some Jason Howland orchestrations. And I love them in Gatsby.
I'm glad you do.
I don't love the songs, but I think the orchestrations are pretty.
Yeah. I like Greenlight a lot.
Yeah, Greenlight's a great song. And they should
They should do Song of the Year. That's the category we should add.
it'd be Greenlight versus Woman Is.
Oh.
Versus Building Momentum. I also think that Limpika does a really good job where the instruments, not just the musical has a specific sound, but the characters have a specific sound, which I really, really appreciate.
Yes.
Yeah, and like that's something that feels very Wicked to me, because in Wicked, the characters are grounded to The characters are grounded to specific sounds. Glinda is very light and like chimey, whereas Elphaba is like very earth tones and African drums and like that sort of things. And you can really feel that difference.
I also have Hell's Kitchen in this category because I think I saw Hell's Kitchen last night on Broadway and it sounds beautiful. Like it sounds like they've taken these songs and the way they've orchestrated them are stunning. And we talked about this, like what I think is really cool is, so there's obviously a piano player who does the majority of the piano playing, but Brandon Victor Dixon plays all of his own piano and he's so good. We'll get to this later on, but he's so unbelievably good that I really just cannot get over how good he is in this. And like when he's playing piano, he's singing these like Alicia Keys songs that you've heard so many times because he gets every like big famous one other than Girl on Fire, he's sung by Brandon Victor Dixon, it feels like. And they just sound incredible. And they sound like theater. Like they don't, like they've taken them and they've made them sound like musical theater, but not like in an annoying way.
Oh, that's exciting. I have 2 months until I go see it, so.
I'm going to try and see both that and Outsiders next week.
Literally 3 months. April, May, June, July. Yeah, 3 months until I'm able to see that show.
No, after Tony's.
After the Tony's, yes.
Kate, I'm going to let you lead off with our next category. Best book of a musical.
None of them.
It really is true.
So, well, that's it's not true anymore. Suffs is definitely going to get a book nomination. And at this point, maybe the front runner. They've done so much work on that show. And I'm super impressed. I would definitely say Suffs. I would definitely say Outsiders. I have not seen it yet. But I think Heart of Rock and Roll could squeeze into this category because it's wide open. It's wide open for books right now. We are in a book drought. I definitely think we're going to see Notebook in here. And then for the fifth one, I'll go Water for Elephants because the book is what carries that show way over the score. So those are my five.
You don't think we see a Hell's Kitchen nomination?
If we see a Hell's Kitchen nomination, I will no longer be on this podcast because I will have quit theater.
Well, Hell's Kitchen is on my list, so
we had a New York book nomination.
We did, and you know what? They're the same show.
Yeah,
all the way down to the ending.
I have Notebook, Hell's Kitchen.
That's so true.
And Water for Elephants. I don't have a fifth one.
Yeah, I have stuff outside.
Outsiders there just so that I can have fun. I've not seen that yet.
Good. It's good. You should see it.
I'm gonna.
Also, before we start the actors, we have no idea Notebook eligibility.
This is correct.
We have no idea lead. We have no idea featured. Correct. So I'm just putting people in boxes because I think that these are the people who will get nominated and they will get nominated in whichever category, in my opinion, they get eligible for Hannah Cruz, Suffs, Marianne Plunkett, Notebook, Lindsay Mendez, Merrily Roll Along, Shoshana Bean, Hell's Kitchen, and Amber Rahman Limpika is my featured actress.
See, I don't have Mary because I think I put her in lead, so who knows?
Her role is big enough for lead.
She's in the whole show.
She's in the whole show and she's above the title.
Oh, is she above the title?
Yeah, I believe she is above. I think she and the two older.
I think they're all below.
They're all below. Okay.
Yeah. I believe if I remember it correctly, they're all listed, all six of them, but Marianne and Dorian are the top of that list.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Let me look. Yeah, they're all listed right below the title.
Well, we'll find out. I have Joy Woods in there.
I see. I did Joy Woods in leading.
That's wild.
I have no idea where this eligibility is going to go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm going to switch those two.
Again, we could all be wrong because who fucking knows?
I definitely think it's either they're all going to go featured or Marianne and Dorian go leading.
Yeah. And if they all go featured, I think Marianne and Joy will both probably end up. I think we will see Marianne, Joy, Amber, Shoshana, Lindsay, but also who knows? I could see Shoshana not making it in there.
See, I also have Leslie Kritzer sneaking into that category.
I mean, if anything from, if Spamalot gets anything, that's what it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to see a Hannah Cruz nomination. I don't know if we will, but I would love to. She's great in Suffs. She was incredible in The Connector off Broadway.
I think my problem, and I really, really like Hannah Cruz and Suffs, is that I really loved Hannah Cruz and Suffs off Broadway.
Yeah.
And I wish I hadn't seen her in the other role off Broadway. But I really, really like her and Suffs. And I really love Kim.
I almost think that if we get any Suffs featured actress nomination, it's going to be Nikki M. James.
Yeah.
Or Jen Colella.
I'd put Nikki over Jen. Yeah. And I think they're both great, but...
I think, yeah.
We're on agreement, so though, women. On Amber Amon, Shoshana Bean, Lindsay Mendez, and Joy Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't really think...
fifth of some sort.
Yeah. And The Notebook, however it falls.
Yeah. I love Shoshana. I don't think she squeezes into that category.
Well, I have Shoshana there unless Marianne and Joy are both considered featured, and then I have her out for Marianne.
You know who we're also forgetting that's probably going to be in that category? Phoebe Newworth.
Oh, that's so true.
It's like, wait, go back.
Okay, goodbye, Shoshana.
Bye, Shoshana.
Who has a very good chance of winning that category? Phoebe Newworth.
I don't think she beats Lindsay, but yeah. Who knows? Because again, that's true. I forget about my Lindsay. Problem. Is, right, because this is why we need a featured and
yeah.
We need a supporting actor and a featured actor as two different categories. Because you can't compare Lindsay, who's in the majority of Merrily and has like most of the emotion, is like a large emotional arc. Anyway, whatever. I could talk about this all day. But it's just like, it's really hard to compare what she's doing in that to like what Amber Amon even gets in Limpico, which is like a very beautiful, but like just like more intimate. I don't know.
Best choreography.
I have. I just wanted to give this a list somewhere. I have Gatsby, Heart of Rock and Roll, Here Lies Love, Once Upon a One More Time, and The Wiz.
I have Illinois, The Outsiders, Heart of Rock and Roll, Gatsby, Hell's Kitchen.
I have The Outsiders, Illinois, Hell's Kitchen, Hard Rock and Roll, and Once Upon a One More Time. But that Once Upon a One More Time shot is probably not going to be there. But I'm doing it for
I would love for it to get a nomination.
Me yeah. too.
Samesies.
I think it's going to be Illinois or The Outsiders, but who knows?
Spencer, I think ours are the same. I just forgot your order. But I have Hell's Kitchen, Illinois, Tommy, Hard Rock and Roll, and Outsiders.
What was your third one?
Tommy.
Oh, no, I put Gatsby in.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have Gatsby, but I haven't seen the new version. And the choreography is very, very good for that. I think Lauren Lataro is going for the double nomination because her choreography is so good.
Yeah, I haven't seen Tommy yet, so I have not. I don't know the choreography.
I saw it a very long time ago, and I don't remember. I saw it last summer.
Oh, it's like all court. Like it's basically yeah. Illinois. Like it's all sung through. It's all choreography. Okay. A lot of the movement, like a lot of the blocking itself is all choreography.
Oh, really?
A lot of very big energy.
Yeah, I feel like Des McDonough is doing very little work. On the show.
Most of his work is just like we're walking around the square. Yeah. But when you have them like running tests on Tommy, there's a lot of really cool choreography where they're literally like tossing this kid like around the stage and you're like, what is happening? It's very cool. Could not tell you the plot, but the choreography got a lot of the plot through. So props to that.
Well, I was literally about to ask you, what is that show about? But
I could not tell you. And I just saw it 2 days ago.
That's great. I'm here for it.
He's Jesus. I'm not sure.
Best revival of a musical. I have Merrily We Roll Along, Cabaret.
What?
Who's Tommy? And The Wiz as my four. Are there three or four?
Ooh, do we know? The Wiz. I believe it's going to be four this year because we have six eligible. Three or four.
I would personally rather see Gutenberg in there over Wiz, but I know it. That's a long shot.
That's I would rather see Gutenberg too. So I put it in.
Excuse me.
I haven't said Wiz is one of the only ones I haven't seen yet. So but I haven't really heard any like I haven't heard anything.
All I've heard is it looks extremely cheap.
Yeah, I only have my only exposure to the Wiz currently are when I'm scrolling past the video on TikTok because I don't want to watch them because I know they're gonna make me upset because I don't like how it looks. And the Wiz has a very special place in my heart.
I love the Wiz.
It looks very, very cheap. It looks very, very what's the word that I can say without being
it looks like a tour.
It looks like non-ec freshman straight out of AMDA tour. It looks horrible. It's not I don't like the costumes. I don't like the set. Am I roasting this show right now? I don't like the costumes. I don't like the set. I don't like a lot of the casting.
Wait, JT, there's a set? Doesn't exactly. Look like there's a set.
My point. LED screen. Yeah, I don't like it.
I'm seeing it Tuesday. I'm very not excited.
Yeah, when like it was announced it was happening, like the sheer joy in my heart has all been crumbled. Like trashed, crumbled down to the ground, like the day we found out Once Upon a One More Time was closing. Like that is how much it crumbled. Like it was terrible. I wanted to cry. And that is my rant on The Wiz. Am I still gonna go see it? Of course. And I will have tissues ready to cry for how disappointed I am.
Ugh. I hear Nichelle is fantastic, so at least we get a star.
Yeah. I've heard from everyone, the entire cast sounds incredible. But like it's a really like they're really good. The cast is really good. So
only thing I've heard.
Yeah. But like, you know what? I would go to a concert version of The Wiz.
100%.
And I would have a good time.
So that's pretty much what it sounds like it is. So, you know.
We should really just go and be blindfolded. That's the solution.
$119.
You know, I was walking around the Marriott the other day and I could hear the like, I don't know, the big 11 o'clock number that I already forgot what it's called because I have not listened to The Wiz in forever. No, I thought she sings Home at the beginning.
Yeah, Home's at the top of the show. I think.
Oh no, what's the big one at the second?
The other one.
What it's right here. It's like on the tip of my tongue. What is it called? It's gonna bother me now.
But that song, I could just hear the vocals from it, not even the words. And you could hear it like in the lobby of the Marriott. So you could go and not see it.
Leading actor in a musical. I have Jonathan Groff. From Merrily We Roll Along, Chip Zine for Harmony, Eddie Redmayne for Cabaret, Dorian Harewood for The Notebook, and Brian D'Arcy James for Days of Wine and Roses. I will advocate for Chip Zine here. He should get a nomination. This is it was such an incredible performance that he did in Harmony. I hope that they recognize that.
Yeah, he was very good. I really hope he gets remembered. I hope that him just getting cast in The Notebook reminds people that he did a really great job this season. I do not have, however, oh gosh, who did you say? Oh, Dorian. I put either. Ali in there for Tommy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Scratch that. Forgot about that. Yeah. He gets nominated.
I'm really sad we probably won't see a Josh Gad, Andrew Rannells nomination here. I'm a little bummed for Brody because I think he's putting in the work in Outsiders, but I don't think he's going to squeeze into the category. But I won't be mad if he ends up finding a way.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't particularly love Days of Wine and Roses, but I think that it's an incredible performance by Brian D'Arcy James and Kelly O'Hara.
I mean, guys, it could win. Oh, yeah. Me, so
yeah, I was like, Brian D'Arcy James is a shoo-in for a nomination.
Yeah,
it would be insane if he doesn't get in there. I think the only way that we could see other nominations is if there ends up being a tie for a sixth or seventh.
I was saying, because we had six last year.
Yeah,
in a year that we did not think was a particularly strong leading actor year, which is wild.
And they didn't even nominate Will Swenson.
Correct.
Deserved.
Yeah.
I think the weird thing about last year is that like there was like one or two front runners, but then everybody else was kind of in the same tier. And this year we have pretty much five. I would say at least there's four that are really, really strong, like guaranteed contenders in my opinion. And so then it gets harder for that last spot to be a tie. But we'll see, because there's only 60 nominators, so it really just comes down to,
you know. And I mean, if we got six in every category and every actor category, I would not be mad.
Yeah. I would not be mad at all.
I wouldn't be surprised to see the nominators slip a Jack Kelly in there, either of them.
I was like, what? Gatsby or Hard Rock and Roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be shocked for both, but I just think Jeremy's so miscasting Gatsby. I know we said this last time. I'm sorry.
I agree, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I would be surprised. I feel like I've not talked to anyone that's not felt the same way about that, but I don't know. Give him the set. He can get it for singing, I guess. Best singer in a musical.
That's so funny to me.
These are my categories. Best song in a musical, best singer in a musical. I have a bunch
we should guys. Have a best song category. That does actually make sense. I want a song of the year.
Yeah.
Song of the year, I think, would be a great category. Yeah. This will be another episode of the podcast after the Tonys.
Yeah.
It'll be like categories we wish they had.
We'll talk about it at BroadwayCon.
There we go. We'll
talk about it at BroadwayCon, all the categories we want.
There's best ensemble, which is the full on actual background ensemble, and then best ensemble, the collection. Cast,
yeah, best company.
Ooh, best company. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There we go.
Best original score. I have Days of Wine and Roses, The Notebook, The Outsiders, Stereophonic, and Suffs. Kate.
Sorry, I'm trying to remember what you said. I don't have Days of Wine and Roses in there. I have Lampika, but I think you're right. I think Days of Wine and Roses does get a spot, which I realized we didn't put into book. And I do think it's going to get a book nomination now that I think about it. So I'm swapping, to go back for a second, I'm swapping out Hard Rock and Roll with Days of Wine and Roses. But for score, I agree. This is Stereophonics to lose. Mm-hmm.
Do we know? Are they officially eligible? Do we know?
It's, I mean, they haven't determined eligibility beyond freaking fall at this point. But it would be
ridiculous. So it's to like, not
there's
be.
No, there's no, in the qualifications for eligibility, there is no, requirement for how much of the score there is.
That's what I was wondering.
The only requirement is that it's over 50% original, and it is 100% original. So it's eligible, as far as I'm concerned.
It'll be crazy with a show with four songs wins best score this year.
Hey, you know what? They're really good songs. The thing about Stereophonic is that that show would not work on the level that it works if those songs were not from a fantastic album. The entire show would fall apart.
Four songs that are cut from a fantastic album.
Yeah, they're not even cut. They're not all cut. They don't cut Drive.
Okay.
Yeah, they just cut Masquerade and
ugh.
I don't think they cut Bright either because she doesn't cut any of her songs. What was I saying before I started spoiling Stereophonic? I just have Lumpica in there. I think it's one of the better scores on Broadway. But I do think Suffs and Outsiders and Notebook are the 45th Street picks. Yeah.
I rather have Lumpica over Outsiders because I don't remember a single moment of Outsiders music. But
Great Expectations, Stay Gold, the Escape song,
right? Like
Colada,
Little Brother.
Oh my God! Outsiders to me was about the dancing. It was not about the singing.
I will say I had forgotten how much I liked the score to Suffs in the 2 years since I had seen it.
Well, they also rewrote most of it.
Yeah, like that's true.
60% new.
But like the couple of songs that were still there, I was like, oh, I really liked this song and completely forgot about it.
Finish the fight, but that's about it.
When you guys see Gatsby, there's one moment where it's literally Jordan and Nick are talking, and then he makes a comment where he's like, if we were married, and I was like, are they about to sing If We Were Married from Suffs in The Great Gatsby? It's like literally Jordan sitting there being like, I'll never get married because I lose all of my human autonomy. And blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, I know all about this, Jordan. I know all about this.
I guess Gatsby takes place after Suffs because the 1920s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not after all of Suffs.
Yeah.
What, the one scene in the 1970s? Yeah. I love how Suffs and Lumpica cover the exact same amount of time. The Great War to the 1970s.
And it's like harmonies in there too. They're like all these musicals at the same time period.
Oh yeah. I guess harmonies after because it starts in the 30s.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Wrong war.
Harmony was the same time as what was it? The one I was thinking of. I forgot.
Featured actor in a musical. I'm gonna start because I think that I'm going to have vastly different categories.
Ooh.
I have Noah J. Ricketts for Great Gatsby, George Abood for Lumpica, Paul Alexander Nolan for Water for Elephants, Daniel Radcliffe for Merrily Roll Along, and Conrad Roccamora for Here Lies Love.
I have four of the same. The only one I switched out is Noah for Brandon Victor Dixon in Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, yeah, that's so right. Never mind. Goodbye, Noah. I forgot that he was in that show.
That's the only, I think that's the only one that, I think the other ones for me, I mean, Conrad is probably more of a hope than an actual.
I hope so.
Like, yeah. I hope Liam Pierce still squeezes into that category.
He would be leading, though. There's no way that he would not be leading. No,
he'd be featured.
I think he'd be leading.
He's
not in the majority of that show, y'all.
But they would but he's the final bow. He gets the final bow of the show.
He's still featured.
I know, but I think they think he's leading. Whether or not you think he's leading, Kate, I think they think.
But remember, they do not have the final say. The Tony Committee can accept a petition or not. Like, the producers don't have the final say.
Yeah. And I still think it's Daniel Radcliffe to lose.
It definitely is Daniel Radcliffe to lose. I don't think it's, I mean, I know we already talked about, we already talked about leading actor. I don't think it's Jonathan Groff to lose anymore.
No, it's Eddie Redmayne's to lose.
Correct. Yeah. But up until then, I thought, but now I still think it's very much Daniel Radcliffe to lose.
Not be unhappy with a Merrily acting sweep.
Well, I wouldn't be unhappy, but
a merely acting sweep with a Gail Rankin leading.
Exactly.
Speaking of cabaret, I think Stephen Skybill could sneak into this category.
Oh, that's true. I forgot.
His part is so small.
It is. I forget. He's so good.
Right. He is really, really good. And it's that Conrad spot that I think would be swapped out for other, and not because I don't think Conrad's amazing and deserves it, just because it was, Here Lies Love was like another century ago. I love Steve. Stephen Skybell's one of my favorite actors like ever.
I mean, we'll see in our play nominations, but I was looking at a list of the shows this season and had completely forgotten about Grey House.
Yeah.
And Grey House,
we'll talk about that.
So long ago.
Yeah, but like lighting and scenic for Grey House would be, I think, And even for like the cottage, like the scenic design.
I have that. Anyway.
I'm also going to throw it out there because I would feel really bad for Ryan Vasquez if this happens, but I do think that Brent Comer could sneak into that category for The Outsiders because he is so good.
Yeah, I literally forgot. Like, I always was like, oh, Brian was barely in The Outsiders. Like, I don't remember him in The Outsiders, like, at all. And then I was like, this was huge. Like,
I was I was sitting there and going, oh, did Ryan not pick right? But I do think, well, no, because then I was going back and going through the old version, and they didn't add anything for that character.
My reasoning, I think, is that I think Ryan just looks too old for that role. Mm. Like, the thing about Brett, which is so good in The Outsiders, is he looks like a kid. Which I think is like the point. Like, he's not supposed to be his 15 years older than him brother. He's supposed to be like 21 years old trying to be his dad, which I think works a lot better when Brett looks barely older than Brody, as opposed to Ryan, who looked like he could actually be Brody's dad.
Very true, very true. But yeah, I think Brent could sneak in there.
He's so good. He was my favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
And then we have two more categories. Leading actress in a musical. I have Eva Nobleszada for The Great Gatsby, Marianne Plunkett for The Notebook, Gail Rankin for Cabaret, Malia Joy Moon for Hell's Kitchen, and Eden Espinoza for Lampika.
I have Shayna for Softs, Marianne, Eden, Kelly for Days of Winter Roses, and Gail. Cabaret.
Yeah, I agree with Kelly. That.
I have Kelly, and I also have Nichelle.
Oh yeah, Nichelle.
I honestly,
I think this is the category
Eden's
where we might
get the
see
nomination.
It.
Oh, I think she's so good.
I think it depends on when these nominators see her, and that's unfortunate. Because
I would
they
love
don't go on a Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah.
They're going to send them on a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
They should. But like the fact that her performance isn't consistent right now concerns me in terms of her chances for a nomination.
And I would love to see a Malia Joy nomination because I think that she's the best part of Hell's Kitchen. And then our last category is Best Musical. I have The Notebook, The Outsiders, Lampika, Suffs, and Days of Wine and Roses.
Oh, I should probably do mine. I never did that one. Give me one second.
Ashley?
I have Suffs, Water for Elephants, The Notebook, Days of Wine and Roses, and The Outsiders.
I have Illinois in here.
Yeah, I have Days of Wine and Roses / Illinois.
I have Days of Wine and Roses and Illinois. What am I missing from y'all's list?
I have Notebook, Outsiders, Lampika, Suffs.
Oh, I don't have Lampika and I don't have Water for Elephants. I have Outsiders, Suffs, Notebook, Days of Wine and Roses, and Illinois.
Lampika, Days, Suffs, Notebook, and Outsiders.
I mean, I would love Lampika to be in here. I just have a hard time. I guess we'll find out on Sunday. Water for Elephants I have in here exclusively because I apparently missed something about Water for Elephants that everyone else seems to understand. That's what I mean. The Olds love Water for Elephants. And you know who are Tony nominators? The Olds.
That's not true.
Tony nominators are like, small group. So it's like what one of the, Pasek or Paul, I don't remember which one. Whitney White's a nominator, which is hilarious because she should be nominated. It's a very, what's her name? Helen. Something with P. The composer of K-pop. Thank you. But it's a very young, and that's why we get like really cool nominations and then not cool winners.
I have a question, like an opinion question. I don't like, do you guys think like the world of this would be different if like the seasons were like a set like time, as far as like if you want, like if you're going to be in the 2023-2024 Broadway season, you have to open your show between this date and this date in order to be eligible. Like,
well,
not like
you
like
do.
That's
well, no, I'm saying
that's how it works.
No, I'm saying like every show has to open, like, you know what I'm saying, like on a specific date, and then every show, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
No.
What am I asking?
Saying like, one like opening night for all 40 shows in the season?
Not well, basically. Like,
what?
I think critics would kill themselves.
No, what I'm saying is, like, I think that, like,
what are you talking about, JT?
Like, I wish I could put it in words. Like,
what you mean, like, is you're worried that because people forget all the shows that open early.
Yeah, like but, what if there was a world where that, like, that didn't exist?
I mean, I
do think that, like, not every show really wants or cares about awards. Like, okay, Back to the Future opened in the summer, and that's a blockbuster show. Like, they're probably only going to get nominated for Scenic, and I don't think any of them care if they get awards because they're not depending on that, versus shows like Lempicka are probably going to close if they don't get nominated for anything, you know? So, like...
Well, and that's why, like, more commercial shows tend to open late summer, early fall, and the more artistic shows tend to really try and, like, stick at the end. Kimberly Akimbo, of course, being a outlier of that and opening in the fall, but most of the time we tend to see
them. Right,
and
had they not won the Tony Award,
they would have closed.
If the Tony Awards hadn't happened, like was the concern last year,
they
would have closed.
Right.
They're still closing, but you know.
But like they would have closed. They lasted a whole extra year. It's like pretty impressive.
And so like I think
what's the thing, because Back to the Future is going to make a bajillion dollars on the tour, right? Like it doesn't, they don't need a, no one in Iowa cares that Back to the Future won the Tony Award when it comes to Iowa. They're just like, oh, I like that movie. Oh, there's a car. I'm in. Like.
Thank you for listening to And the EGOT Goes To. We'll be back next week with our predictions for the nominations of the play categories.